Dan Walsh has been spending a lot of time at his Central Falls condominium this year. Sitting at a laptop computer in his combined office bedroom, he types in the words graphic designer New Hampshire and graphic designer Colorado in search of an opening. Walsh was fired last year from a six-figure management job at CVS. He'll never forget that day last August when his supervisors called him in and confronted him with rumors that he was having a relationship with a subordinate.
It was August 18th. I ended up dating a person that worked for me. So we're still together. We're really happy. She's working now. But, we were given a choice. They asked us what was going on. And, we said, this is what's happening. And, we wish it didn't happen, but this is what's happening. And then eventually both of us were let go. I was let go without a severance, without any kind of fallback plan or anything like that, except for my savings.
Walsh estimates he has sent out 500 resumes in the past 10 months. Most of the time, he says he hears nothing, not even a rejection email.
The stress is definitely, it's palpable. Sometimes you forget, you'll be having dinner or, you'll be trying to enjoy something and, oh yeah, I don't have a job. Like, oh yeah, I got to call into unemployment. Oh yeah, I'm not sure, how long the unemployment's going to last for.
Yeah, let's see what they have to offer me today. $23 an hour. That's not bad.
A few miles away in Cumberland, 56-year-old Ann O'Reilly is engaged in a similar struggle. She was fired from a daycare center manager's job 15 months ago because of sloppy record keeping. Like Walsh, she's frustrated at the lack of response her resumes are generating.
I send it out and that's it. Maybe I've gotten out of the 80, maybe resume, maybe 10. Thank you for applying. A lot of people have applied for this job, blah, 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 blah type of thing. That's it.
Walsh and O'Reilly are two of Rhode Island's long-term unemployed, a term defined by the federal government as being out of work 6 months or longer. Roughly one in four unemployed Rhode Islanders belongs to that unenviable club, and that doesn't count the people whose benefits have expired or who never qualified for unemployment insurance in the first place.
This is the resume workshop of Network Rhode Island, and we're going to talk about a lot of things within the next couple of hours.
It's not like no one's trying to help them. The State Department of Labor and Training, the DLT, offers workshops like this one in resume writing. The department also hosts a job bank website with a resume posting capacity and counsels the unemployed in job interviewing skills. In addition, the state offers at least 13 other job training and placement programs, many of which focus on a specific group, such as veterans or seniors. Indeed, the state offers such a wide array of programs, long-term unemployed residents are required to sit through an orientation program to educate themselves about all the help that's available to them.
It's not that we mind paying you unemployment insurance, it's we want you to be employed. That's the whole purpose of this. We'll also give you a good overview of what the services that are available through the Network Rhode Island system.
This West Warwick session was run by longtime jobs counselor Max Factor.
What we're here to do is to give you an understanding of what your obligations are when you're collecting unemployment insurance, to assist you in registering on our virtual one-stop, which is EmployRI, to give you some labor market information regarding your jobs or other jobs that might be available, and hopefully make a plan for you or develop a plan for you that'll help you become reemployed.
So why can't these people find jobs? Recent research done by Rand Gayad, a visiting scholar at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, suggests there is a built-in bias against the long-term unemployed. Last year, he sent out 4,800 fake resumes for 600 real jobs. The applicants were unemployed varying amounts of time. He found that an employer was more likely to hire someone who had no relevant experience than someone who had experience but had been out of work more than 6 months. His conclusion? Companies are using software to screen out the long-term unemployed because of a belief that their skills have become rusty or there is something intrinsically wrong with them.
Somebody who's been out of work for so long is somebody who could be a lazy person, somebody who's not really serious about looking for a job, somebody who's been just relying on the unemployment benefit paycheck and just waiting at home doing nothing.
Charles Fogarty, director of the DLT, says the most common mistake the unemployed make is resume writing.
It's amazing to me, even this day and age, that even well-educated people do a very poor job at putting their resume down. And today, particularly when large corporations, you know, have computer programs that scan it, you could have the perfect skill set and experience they need, and if it's not formatted the right way, you're not even going to get considered.
Has anyone not heard from an employer?
No.
Not heard from an employer. Okay, so almost everyone in the room has raised their hands that you have not heard from an employer.
Kathy Aguiar, a DLT counselor, teaches the jobless the importance of having a resume that reflects the words the employer uses in a job description.
Your resume is going through a computer before the employer will even look at it with their eyes, okay? That's a problem. We're going to teach you how to communicate with the employer by using certain words, okay, on your resume.
The roughly 20 jobless people who sit in front of Aguiar in a West Warwick classroom look defeated. That's the look that psychiatrist James Greer sees when he counsels the unemployed at the Providence Center.
People feel like they have lost their meaning in life. I hear people complaining that they feel that they're no longer of use, that they're not valuable any longer. Many of them are parents and feel deeply ashamed that they are not able to care for their families in the ways that they want to. People who've been in traditional so-called breadwinner roles, finding themselves suddenly having to reassess who they are.
Experts counsel the jobless to be open-minded to new lines of work and perhaps even a new home. DLT Director Fogarty concedes some people may have to leave Rhode Island to find gainful employment.
For some people, it may make sense for them to look at job opportunities elsewhere where the economy is stronger. We obviously don't want to lose any well-qualified Rhode Islanders, but individuals have to make that assessment themselves.
Ann O'Reilly and Dan Walsh are trying in their own ways to be flexible. She's branching out from daycare to sales positions. He's willing to move just about anywhere to find a job as a graphic designer. And yes, he plans to marry the woman who cost him his job once he lands a new one.
You paid a deep price for love.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'd probably do things a little differently, you know, but you know, it's funny because, you know, we work so well together.
In the long run, his new love will probably make him happier than his old job ever did. But that doesn't make his current predicament any easier to take. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.